Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, good morning, Vickers. All right, so we've got Brent futures now about $56 a barrel. Now, Moody's expects oil prices to range between $40 to $60 a barrel through at least 2018. What are the key factors behind that outlook?
Hi, thanks for having me. Good to be here. So you're right, the $40 to $60 is the price range, not just to 2018. I think it's beyond 2018. It's our view at present that the prices will remain within this range for near to medium term. The range is basically being derived by the two ends of 40 and 60. Now, 60, the upper end is basically coming from what we think is a level beyond which the U.S. shale production becomes viable and you see additional supply coming in. So once that supply comes in, the prices will again fall below that level. And also we think that's the level where OPEC will not continue to have the production cuts that it has instituted. So that brings us to the top end of the range. Now, the lower end of the range is basically coming from our understanding that there has been a bit of moderation in OPEC's stand, which, if you remember, towards the end of 2014, OPEC changed its strategy from price stability to targeting market share. Now, we think that market share objective remains, but along with that, they're also looking at setting some sort of price, particularly given that Saudi Arabia is very close to getting Aramco's IPO, and also with prices going below $40, their budget deficit starts to become quite unsustainable. So that's how we get to that $40 to $60 range for near to medium term.
But yet, Brent futures now at $56 a barrel, towards the upper end of your range. And, you know, we're into the second quarter, edging closer to that June deadline for that OPEC-led cut on output. You know, so and today we've had news that Saudi Arabia is also looking to extend that deadline. So what are your expectations on that front?
Look, as I said, when I talked about the price range, this still is a conducive environment for the production cuts. They will continue to happen. Aramco IPO is getting closer on the horizon. They would want to keep the price levels at a healthy level, at the same time target the market share. So as long as the market share objective is being met, then we don't think the production cuts will be rolled back. Also, if you think about it, countries who have taken the production cuts have probably made more money at current oil prices than what they would have made at oil prices at $30. So the production has not been cut in half, whereas the oil prices has been nearly doubled. So they've definitely made more money. It doesn't make any economic sense to roll back those production cuts. Therefore, we think the production cuts should continue.
Now, boiling it down to the Asian context, how does that range of $40 to $60 a barrel, how does that frame expectations on how the Asian industry players go about with their business activities?
Asia is a very interesting place in the oil price context because Asia is a net importer of crude oil and petroleum products as well. So Asia is one of the largest consuming markets, including China, India, Indonesia. These are large consumption centers for oil and oil products. And these are, again, net importers. So as an importer, oil prices remaining low has provided a lot of benefits. Number one, the governments have taken the opportunity to deregulate some of the prices that were regulated without any political backlash. Also, there has been reduction in fuel subsidies as a consequence of that deregulation. So it definitely helps the national oil companies in each of these countries, which are net oil importing countries. We saw Pertamina reporting very good numbers in 2016. So all in all, what we think is low oil prices are positive for Asian oil and gas companies, especially if they are present in the downstream segment. Also, we think the low oil price environment presents an opportunity for oil and gas companies in Asia to go out and start buying assets because the valuations are becoming very attractive for the assets.
Now you spoke about national oil companies. We've got news flow here on Petronas, who, according to media reports, are set to sell $1 billion U.S. dollars worth of its stake in a gas project off the coast of Sarawak. Now, if completed, you know, how will this weigh on Petronas's credit rating, which Moody's currently has at A1 stable?
It's immaterial. It doesn't affect the credit rating. Petronas is a huge company. $1 billion doesn't make a dent.
Right. And now also your thoughts on Saudi Aramco's involvement in that rapid project, though, with Petronas. You know, but you say, well, okay, while the stake sale in Sarawak is immaterial, but that 31 billion ringgit investment by Saudi Aramco in the rapid project is credit positive. So what's driving that call instead?
That call is basically relating to the downstream segment, which is a long gestation period for that project. Now, if Petronas were to go alone, it would need to spend the entire amount from its balance sheet. At this point in time, Petronas is looking to cut capex, and you know the disinvestment or the getting partner for the Sarawak project also is part of the strategy to cut down its own capex, which it announced that it is going to cut down capex when the oil prices started going down. And all of this is part of that strategy. So it reduces the drag, or it reduces the call on Petronas's own balance sheet. And that is why we think it's positive. The investment by Aramco, it's quite substantial, more than $7 billion. The total project is less than $30 billion. But this $7.5 billion coming in from Aramco, along with an assurance of supply, I think it's a very, very good deal.
Thank you so much for your time and the insights there. That was Vikas Helen, VP and Lead Analyst for Asian Oil and Gas Companies for Moody's. And now, Julian Ng speaks to Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of London Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.